morning. Good Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnais. Joining us right now is Representative Dave Brad. He's Republican out of Virginia. Mr. Brad, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. Great to be on with you guys.
We're going to talk about tax reform coming up. Obviously, the big news, breaking news this morning is in regards to Paul Manafort and one of his associates, Rick Gates, being indicted. And we know that Paul Manafort has now surrendered to authorities on charges that, according to the Wall Street Journal, include tax fraud. So now we're finding out a little bit more. This is obviously unofficial, but dealing with alleged tax fraud. Do you think that this comes back on the Trump administration here at all?
Yeah, there's going to be some of that. And, you know, the Republicans, we kind of fight like Cub Scouts. We're kind of the good guys. So we say follow the rule of law, and we do that. And so, you know, right off the bat, just this announcement, the New York Times always knows more than the American people. And the leak, we all know, is illegal, right? The leak that this was going to break on Monday morning, that content is illegal. And so, I mean, it is an interesting world. And then the Democrats, right, have $2 billion raised in the Clinton Foundation. And there's a uranium deal now being explored. And there was no, you know, go knock on the door of Hillary who bleach bit her computer, et cetera. So, you know, the American people are still itching for some equal justice, you know, and just following the rule of law across the board. The Republicans, when we're in charge, somehow get dinged, which is amazing. And after the uranium deal and some of these other pieces that have fallen in place over the last couple of days, it's just a little bit shocking that there's not a simultaneous investigation of the Hillary Foundation, the uranium deal, the bleach bit on the computer. It's just a bit much. And so we're going to follow the rule of law. And, you know, the Democrats have said, well, you can't go back to the Clintons. That's 6 years ago, or, you know, et cetera. And the Manafort deal was probably 6 years ago, too. So, you know, fair is fair. Now it's time to explore the other side of the aisle as well.
Congressman, as you look at all of this, and you certainly are building the case here for why Hillary Clinton deserves scrutiny and people in her orbit, if Robert Mueller, who by all accounts has stretched back at least a decade in his investigation into looking at people like Paul Manafort, if he doesn't start going down the lanes that you're talking about with Hillary Clinton and Uranium One, is it a failure on his part as an investigator?
Well, sure. I mean, and that's the question. You know, he and Comey's the head of the FBI. Comey had a stellar reputation coming out of Richmond, you know, where I'm from. And so you don't want to impeach any of that. But on the other hand, if a phony dossier that was, you know, input from Russia, from the Kremlin itself, right, and that's been established, that's been reported as fact by CNN, if that was used to impeach people on our side, by the FBI and the highest intelligence sources, and that provided a case for Mueller to go forward on a special prosecutor role, holy moly, I mean, you can't make this up, right? So that impugns everything that's happened so far, because the whole thing started off with a dossier that said Trump had all this malicious stuff against him. It turns out it was paid for by the Democratic Party, by Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. and they had meetings with Russian spies connected to the Kremlin. And that's reported by CNN.
We're talking to
It's hard to make it up.
We're talking to Representative Dave Brat, and we'll talk more about the Manafort arrest in a moment. We'll give you a rundown of what we have. But, Congressman, we know that you've been working diligently on the House version of this tax bill. Can you tell us anything about what's in it? Because we haven't seen a text yet. We're expecting to see one Wednesday.
Yeah, no, I know everyone's itching to see that. We're working on good faith with the leadership, and I think most people out there know I've been tough on leadership when I think they get it wrong. I was not in favor of that first health care bill, and I came out and said so. I didn't like the rush, top-down, you know, push for that, you know, take it or leave it. This, I do see, is altogether different, right? This is tax reform. They've given us the rough outlines, right? The C-Corp down to 20, the S-Corp, small business down to 25, a middle-class tax cut, some repatriation from abroad. And so now what we're all facing is a war against the swamp. And so I'm with leadership 100% in trying to sustain that framework. So they don't want to let it out hastily. We have a good idea of the big pieces in there being debated, right? Interest deductibility,
yes.
The state and local pieces. you can go on and on and on, and that, there's going to be some give and take on some of that stuff by state. But the major war is once the swamp finds out that they're going to lose their special loopholes, et cetera, those are called the pay-fors, right? We're going to use all those loopholes to pay for a middle-class tax cut. And so if our leadership does not stand strong and maintain this product we've produced, then the middle class isn't going to see a tax cut, and then we might as well pack up our bags and head home, because this, you can't faceplant on health care and then lose on taxes. So we know we have to have a win. I think we're going to do it.
Congressman, one of the questions we've gotten repeatedly from our listeners is, everybody thinks that they're middle class. Who is middle class? Am I middle class? Are the listeners middle class? We all think we are.
Yeah, right. No, that's a great question. That's a million-dollar question. Right? I taught economics for 20 years. One good way to find it is the average family income in Virginia is about $60,000 a year. And so that, for my side, I hope that's a hint, right? Because if you do give a tax cut to everybody going up to, you know, $400,000, that'll break the bank, and you can't do it. So we are going to have to be very careful in who we do call and assign in the tax code the middle class. But I hope it's more down toward the 60. And, you know, it can go, you know, probably up to 100 in the D.C. area, suburbs, or et cetera. But that's, you're right on the money. That's going to be the tough one to define.
Will 401k contributions be limited?
I highly doubt that. We'd have to be tone deaf, right? That's our voters. Those are the people that work hard and follow all the rules of the game and sock some savings away. And everybody knows our mandatory spending programs are $100 trillion underfunded, right? Medicare, Social Security go insolvent in about 2034. And so to penalize in any way the people that are doing it all right, boy, that'd be a black eye for us.
And state and local taxes, we've heard some suggestion that there may be the only people who will lose that deduction are people who make $500,000 or more. Is that your assessment?
Yeah, they're starting to talk about capping that, right, at some higher income level. But that one, I think, is fair game, right? There's no need for the federal government to be in the middle of that, right? If a state wants to have high taxes and pay for premium services, then go ahead, that's fine. But don't make the poorer states pay for your, you know, bigger spending at the state level, which the deduction does.
Yeah, and very, very quickly in the 30 seconds that we have left here, how do you justify more people at the lower end not paying in, expanding that group of people who don't pay in?
Yeah, well, we're increasing the deduction to $25,000. And so, you know, a lot of Republicans do want everybody to have some skin in the games. You're right. You know, I think everybody should be paying something in. So that when you go get your check, you say, doggone it, they took a chunk out of my check, right? At the same time, we already have a substantial welfare system. You know, I think people are eligible for about $40,000 in federal benefits per person. And so there's a careful balance between those two. But right now, the workforce is so weak, right? The labor market still hasn't even healed from the past financial crisis. And we probably need to work on incentivizing work as much as possible.
Well, I don't envy the job you're having to do as you navigate all the lobbyists and the congressmen and all the conflicting issues. And good luck with it, Congressman, as we wait for that tax bill this week. Representative Dave Bratt joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Appreciate that, sir.
Hey, you bet. Thank you, guys.
All right, talk to you.